Hello and welcome to Speak Your Truth and Look Good Doing It podcast. My name is Camila, or as you've seen me online, Maria Camila. I'm a brand strategist, photographer, and videographer. This work is about amplifying the visibility of conscious leaders and brands who are wanting to leave this world better than they found it. This podcast is about letting ourselves be seen, both physically and spiritually, and highlighting the nuances we experience as we are growing both personally and professionally. Thank you for being here, and let's go ahead and dive in. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for being here. I always want to express my gratitude. If this is starting to get repetitive of you hearing me say thank you, let's make room to let that happen, because I just want to live my life in gratitude, and I truly am grateful to all of you that tune in, that tell me that the podcast is helping you, and I just have gratitude. I just... When someone takes the time to listen and they're connecting with it, that's just not to be taken for granted. So first and foremost, I want to express my gratitude with that. And then I also want to remind you, I am not shifting gears a teeny bit, but do want to remind you that I am offering personal branding coaching. This is mostly, I want to be clear on the type. This is brand strategy. I would call it a calm and deep and soulful brand strategy process of helping you show up confidently on socials. And then on top of that, you get photography and video on top of it. So you will get photos and videos with me no matter what offer you select. It's just the quantity of it. But there's definitely, I've come to realize that people come into my world for the strategy aspect, for the aesthetic, and then also because you can get video too. So I'm like, what the heck? Let me package all of that into my offers so that you can still get that. It's just the quantity of it. So we have three offerings. I have Initiate. Initiate is essentially, it's when you're initiating, starting on social media, initiating some new perspective. It's when you're really tapping and you're initiating a new aesthetic, or like people seeing you in a different way. And this is a brand marketing coaching, and you also get a photo shoot to go with it. I'm offering a paid-in-full bonus where you can get an about me video, which, by the way, about me videos break the internet for the majority of my clients. Anytime that you get on camera, share your story, you connect with people, people love it. Your brand gets this boost of visibility, and it's done in a very aesthetic way that's designed for your brand. So if that's you, and if you're a newbie entrepreneur and you're just ready to initiate, you could be an advanced entrepreneur too. And if you're just wanting photo shoots, then you can sign up for that too. And then I have the Reels Bank. This is if you're like, you know what? I want to armor myself up. Armor. I don't know if that's the right word. But I really want to load up on content, but I want to do it in a steady pace. This is strictly video content. And I just want to be posting a little bit of video content every month, save time doing it. And what I really like about this process is that with me, you get hooks, that way we can start off the video right. You also get my feedback and my expertise, and that way you can start thinking of your marketing in a different way, because and I'll dive into that actually in this podcast, because we have got to move from preaching to connecting, from educating to connecting. And I realize that a lot of people's content is very, these are the top three tips for yada yada yada, and while sure that gets you credibility to a degree, people are more likely to listen to what you have to say when you connect first. And I'll get into that later on in this episode. But anyways, that is the Reels Bank. And then we also have Industry Outlier. This is essentially one big photo shoot done in a day. You get tons of video content. You get evergreen content for your offers. You get B-roll for your website, social media, that's matching the aesthetic of the brand shoot. And I say this because technically you can go and hire any other videographer, but the way that I'm doing video right now is that It's edited where it makes sense only for your brand. If you notice, there's a lot of videography out there where the aesthetic is essentially the aesthetics that's baked into how the camera came out. And that doesn't look unique to everybody. And usually people do that because color grading actually requires skill and it's more work and it's not always the most scalable way, but it's the way that I have done it, which is why when you look at my videos, they have a different aesthetic. They have these different touches that really make it more brand forward instead of just popping out videos all the time, yet you look like everybody else with the big bold letters. So, and we do that all in one day. And you also get your brand photo shoot. And this is where we have like 5-6 different scenes. It's a pretty lengthy day. And this is for entrepreneurs who just need to load up on content. Maybe it's for the year or for a launch. Or you could do it twice a year. It's up to you. But this is more where you're not needing a lot of brand strategy. You're needing more creative direction and literally a lot of deliverables to last you a while. And this is actually a very common too for anybody that is traveling or doesn't live in Arizona, which is why we want to maximize the most out of that one day shoot. So yes, if you are interested in working together, then just connect with me, book a call with me, get on the phone with me. We can talk about how we can help your brand out. And, or just shoot me a message on Instagram, a DM. Now, today's topic is going to be about vulnerability and how vulnerability is actually power content. And I haven't known or had the awareness to respond to this until literally the answer came to me at the most random time when I was at the dog park with my dogs and just sitting in presence and stillness that this came to me, which is, by the way, how a lot of my content ideas come to me, is when you are present in your life, like when you truly are just like calm in gratitude with like your dogs and your life or your kids. Like if you are just in stillness, I swear to you, all of you will become incredible marketers. It's as simple as that. When you're thinking of people or when you're having aha moments and you're tracking that energy of like, boom, I just got a download, that is gold. So, and that can also be perceived as vulnerable. But let me give you more context on what happened. So I was at the dog park with my dogs. I've also been, it's just how I practice presence. I don't like to be on my phone when I'm at the dog park. I just love to be present in nature with them and just like, feeling good in my body. And I was having these memories of people and how they, when they talk about me and my work, they tell me, oh, your brand is so vulnerable. You're so vulnerable. And I'm like, okay, I guess I kind of normalized that. And I didn't see anything wrong with it. Or when I noticed that when people express themselves at times, they say, oh, I feel so vulnerable saying this. And then I started thinking about the word vulnerability. And I know Brené Brown literally went on a whole campaign. It's everywhere. On a whole campaign on her TED Talk a few years ago of talking about vulnerability. Which vulnerability means that you're putting yourself at risk of being harmed. And I realized that we have conflated vulnerability and honesty as if you will be harmed if you are honest and sincere. And I had this aha moment that I'm like, wait, what? Like, my brand isn't vulnerable. My brand is honest and sincere and sturdy and strong as hell and powerful. And it's powerful because I am in my power. I'm in my truth when I speak to you. For instance, even right now, as I'm talking to you, like you best believe I am in my power as I'm speaking to you right now. And I had this like awareness where it was like, you know what? No. Anybody that sits here and tells me that my brand is vulnerable, that's more of a reflection. They're telling on themselves and they are just reflecting to me vulnerabilities they have not addressed within themselves, because people that speak their truth and people that live with their lives, with their heart open, with their truth of like those people that just give others, like other people, compliments of like, oh my God, this is so beautiful. Or people that just live their lives like with an open heart. Like you can just tell that they're very sincere and genuine with people. Or they're kind of, or sometimes people are just kind of goofy and they're just so comfortable being their goofy selves. I know I've been that person sometimes, or I noticed this, but people that are their like goofy, weird selves, people are not vulnerable. And we need to stop thinking of people that live their life authentically as vulnerable. If anything, you as the person projecting that that person is vulnerable, you projecting that onto them, I think you are actually more vulnerable. Because you're more susceptible to living a life you don't like, or you're even in terms of content and advertising yourself on social media or whatever, you're putting your business at risk by you not being truthful and you not being yourself. By you trying on somebody else's strategy, or you hiding from like your authentic self when you show up online, like you not sharing your story and you not being transparent in how you are, that I experienced that. Actually, I've been experiencing that for the last like 5 months, that I have put my business at risk because I haven't been in integrity with myself. Because when you are in integrity with yourself in all aspects of life, that self-trust and that resilience, that sturdiness is what gives you the resilience to tackle whatever challenge you have in front of you. And I think this is like probably one of just such a golden nugget that I believe can help so many people a reframe. Because so many people are so scared to show up, and they're so scared to, they're just scared to act. We're scared of being ourselves. We're scared to be seen in certain ways because there's this heavy conditioning that vulnerability, it means that like vulnerability could be weakness because you're putting yourself at risk. But vulnerability is not, and which by the way, I know you hear this a lot, like vulnerability is not weakness, but the definition of vulnerability is putting something at risk. So that in terms is like, there is like an aspect of weakness to that. But it's like we have confused vulnerability with honesty, and no sir, no ma'am, no whoever. That just, we have got to let that go. And even I recently have been going through even changes in my life. I'll just fill you in. But there's a coaching program that I was supposed to be part of for like 12 months. And then 6 months into this coaching program, I was so out of alignment. And I had paid a lot of money for it, by the way. But I was in so much misalignment as of the last like 5 months that I was in that program, that I just had to leave. I had to leave and separate. And like ever since I left that program, I like hear my voice again. And like I know, even notice the changes in my business that are happening. Like it's like an instant change of how I'm even showing up on socials. I know earlier in this podcast, I said that I was going to talk about connecting instead of preaching, inspiring instead of preaching. And that's something that I even fell into. Like I realized that I've been giving this context of how to show up on social media and how to market and how to do things, these proven formulas. And I'm sure to a degree, these things are like they work in some ways, but I believe that the most powerful and magnetic strategy out there is authenticity. With authenticity, you can break the rules, but the energetics of truth, when they're present, they will connect with other people. And I just think of that TikTok, the Risa Tisa, who blew up, and she broke all the rules. She posted a whole series. They were like 10-minute videos. The one of like, who the F did I marry? And it's just that authenticity that's just the secret sauce to everything. And in order for you to be authentic and connect with people, you have got to connect with yourself and find that cozy space within yourself for you to then express to others. And something that I found myself falling into was that I was starting to be that preachy person. Or some feedback or things that I've gotten, it's like, you need to let people know that so-and-so is a problem. But something that I want to tell you is that the words that we are using and the approach in how we connect with others matters. The languaging, the tone, the approach, like the energetics behind it matter. Because it's one thing to, like I realize people will still connect with you if they feel called out. But it kind of comes from like a shameful type of place. And I have been that person that's been on the receiving end of content that it's calling out. And because of my own self-abandonment of thinking like, oh yeah, I'm doing that one thing. I'm so bad. So I need to sign up for this program because I'm bad. And I've been in those kinds of programs. And I realize I haven't been able to access my internal safety because entering programs like that or like from that energetics, you end up is obeying and trying to get the right answer instead of you listening to your inner voice. And then there's other type of programs or other type of marketing that's more of connecting. And when you show up, I'm going to use the word vulnerable. You'll understand why I'm using it in this way. But when you show up vulnerable, you're more showing up with an audience or with a person more like, hey, I also went through this. It's kind of like you're not coming from this authoritarian place. You're coming from a place of connection. And the reason why vulnerable content, so truly is like truthful and transparent content and content that people won't perceive you as an authority, but they're actually going to perceive you as someone to connect with, which is a really good thing. That creates an environment where people can then access their internal safety. Because they're not going to come with you expecting you to solve all their problems, or like they're not going to come to you as like, oh, you're the expert, you know better, I know nothing. They're going to come to you with like, oh, actually, let me be in your energy so I can connect with you and like these concepts can land better. And like the authority, that like it's almost like people make decisions from their internal authority instead of trying to obey you. I hope this is making sense. But I'm recognizing the difference between approaching content, hiding, not being vulnerable, preaching to people, calling people out, which you will make money, but it'll be this authoritarian relationship where not everyone will be able to access their internal safety in order for them to have the aha moments that they need to have in order for them to get the results that they need to get within your program. And then there's content where you're not showing up as the authority, but you're actually showing up as someone that is willing to connect with other people. And when you're able to create a connection with others, people are then able to access their internal safety. And the other differentiation I want to make is that when you're in that dynamic of like authority versus you need to obey me, there's also an energetic of shame that tends to show up. Especially if you buy into a program from a place of shame, because shame doesn't allow for you to take accountability. Shame honestly doesn't allow you to see anything because you identify as being bad. And when you identify as being bad, then you're just going to want to obey to be good. But it's like you and your moral compass or you and your inner guidance are not really connecting. However, if you are in an environment that's more of like, hey, I'm just like you. I know this information I would like to share with you. These are the aha moments that I'm having. Let me share with you, like, when you're coming from that place of tactical approach and from a place of wanting of connecting with others instead of preaching to others, but like building a bond and a connection, that allows people to recognize the things that they are doing from a place of awareness, where their awareness is safe to exist and they're not tapping into shame. And then it's easier to take accountability, and it's easy to do the things internally that you need to do in order to get to the next level when you feel safe to be present and recognize all of your stuff. And that is created, and that starts from the leader. That starts from, like, and I'm talking to entrepreneurs. All of you have clients that approach you in all sorts of ways. And all of you are leaders in some type of way, whether it's at home with your clients, with your friends, etc., or you speak on stages or whatever. And I just want you to recognize the difference between how people approach you based on those different energetics, either authoritarian type of energetic of you need to do this, you need to do that, you need da 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 da, or connecting with people from a place of, hey, this is my story, this is what I've done, where it's less shameful. And when you're able to do that, people are able to, they will feel safe to express. And in turn, that's also going to help your engagement go up. I even notice it even with myself. Anytime that I share my sincere thoughts and I'm like, it's like I'm talking to people with like, hey, I'm also in this arena. It's not just me. That I haven't done these things and you have, but like I'm in the arena with you. When I show up with those energetics, my engagement goes up because it's like the energetics allow people to connect with me. They're more inclined to want to connect with me. So that is my message for you today, is vulnerability is not synonymous to honesty. Honesty is power content. Honesty is how you are magnetic. Honesty, authenticity is how you connect with others instead of preach to them and educate on them, because when you come off preachy, people are just going to want to obey. And that's not what you want. Which is why this whole world of marketing, that of building authority, it's like having authority is like having, it's like having power over someone. And do you really want that in your services? Or do you rather create services from a place of let me inspire, let me connect, and let me just share with you things that I have found out? And it can be a slippery slope, and it all starts, it's from within. And it starts with the energetics of whether you are willing to show up authentically and take off the mask and recognize that honesty and truth is like the most powerful, sturdiest foundation to stand on. Or if you don't want to put on a mask. And you know what? Both make you money. I'll tell you what. But you will have different results, one or the other. So. All right, that is the episode for today. Thank you for being here. Share it with a friend if it inspired something in you. Other than that, I will catch you on the next episode. If you're an entrepreneur who just received your brand photos, yet you don't know how to use them to maximize their use and have them look just as beautiful as they do in your brand photographer's Instagram and website, I have a solution for you. I have created a how to use your images guide. These are principles that I use to this day that have lasted the test of time, with how to pair images together and how to think of your brand photos differently and how to make them last you months and months on end as assets that keep elevating your brand and help you serve your services and attract those dream clients. So check out the link in my bio for the how to use your images guide.